Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is that you listen to the Fit Hut Fit Pod. I am your host, Joey Gardzo. I am a personal trainer, fitness coach, Pilates instructor, nutritionist, should get my words out. And I am here to hopefully answer any of your questions, fitness and health related. I want this to be a friendly, safe space to feel free to ask anything and everything. There is no silly questions here, guys. So please, please, please feel that you can kind of drop in and ask me anything you like. So whether you're struggling on your current fitness program or diet, or whether you're stuck in a bit of a plateau, or you just don't really know where to start, hopefully I will be able to answer those questions and give you a little bit of guidance. Today's podcast is really kind of aimed at my Lift Lean team, though they are my private small group personal training guys that come to me in-house at my personal training studio, the Fit Hut, based in Hertfordshire, where I give them a little weekly check-in so I can answer any of their questions. And a lot of the time, the questions that kind of come up, especially from some of my new guys that have just joined us, are questions that I kind of get quite a lot coming when I have new inquiries. And it may be, you know, the question that's on the tip of your tongue. So hopefully this might help not just my Lift Lean guys, but a way of reaching a few more people as well. So I'm going to kick off with the first question. This is from Laura. She's not long been training with me. And she has asked, should the aim be to increase the weight on each exercise each week, even if I can't complete the reps programmed? Firstly, great question, Laura, and often can kind of get confused because most people, when they start using weights or work with resistance training, they think they need to go basically as heavy as they can, or they look around and kind of compare themselves to someone else who perhaps has been doing it for a little bit longer and feel they need to keep up. So firstly, the programs that we provide you, or if you guys out there listening are following a program, the main kind of point of a program is for you to reach or to hit the repetition ranges that are set on that program. So if we take dumbbell chest press, for example, and you are programmed 3 sets of 10 repetitions, we want you to be able to hit 3 sets of 10 comfortably with a good weight. Maybe having 1 or 2 reps left in the tank on each set. So use a good weight that you can lift, and I will emphasize lift in good form and that you feel confident with. You know, when you're just starting out, sometimes people do play a little bit too safe, which is why I personally prefer to coach my clients in-house where I can see them and I can actually see whether they can push a little bit more and they're not quite maybe giving it everything they've got. So that's one of the great bonuses about personal training when you're working with a coach, is they give you that little extra push and see perhaps where you might not be working as hard as you could. But ultimately, before I start waffling on, yes, the aim is to hit the reps programmed, and then hopefully you will be able to increase your weights over time. So that's what I'll say to anyone. Be safe, be confident, make sure you can do any of the or all of the exercises in your program with good form and comfortably, so you feel like you are really kind of like by the end of the set that you're doing, you're thinking, right, okay, I'm almost there. There's only a couple left in me. That is where you want to be. All right, guys. So great question. Thanks for that, Laura. Okay, what else have we got? I'm actually quite excited because I had a brief look at some of the questions before I started the podcast, I probably should have actually read them first so I knew what I was answering. But, you know, I like to work on a bit of a whim. Sounds more natural, hopefully. Okay, what we got here? Okay, yeah, scale weight is what I say to scale weight. I am not frustrated, that's the worst word, but it actually saddens me how many of you out there probably stop really good intentions just by purely being dictated to by those dreaded scales. So let's just say, let's say the first question I've got here is, I'm stuck in a cycle. I go to the gym 3 times a week. I eat well, but I keep this up for a few weeks and then I step on the scales and then nothing's happened. This then gets me down and I then go off the wagon for a few weeks until I perhaps get second wind and give it another go. So common. And as I said, it really does sadden me that just by stepping on the scales, that could simply dictate your whole mood and what happens next. And as this, there's no name on this, I'm sorry. So whoever you are, thank you for the question. But yeah, that horrible vicious cycle. So firstly, I'll say you're going to the gym 3 times a week. Fabulous. Well done. Exercise is or has so many benefits other than just focusing on weight. Okay. The health and fitness benefits just exercising is amazing. So keep it up, even if those scales don't move. You say you're eating well. I don't know what you mean by eating well, but well done for maybe making a few changes in your eating plan there. But please, 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 my first bit of advice to you would be maybe not to weigh yourself when you get back on the wagon again. And maybe rather than get on and off a wagon, try and stay on it, because that is what's going to keep you going. Think of those other measures. The best way of fat loss, or should I say the best ways of achieving fat loss is assuming that you're in a calorie deficit with your new eating plan. This is what's going to keep the fat loss consistent. And it'll be pretty linear, but your weight loss won't be. Okay. So even when you are losing fat, the scales won't always go down. Okay. And this is what I want to really highlight, guys. Okay. So you can still be losing fat, but sometimes the scales either won't move or they sometimes might even go up. Okay. And it's to a large extent, the way you respond to those blooming scales are what's going to dictate your results. So if you give up every time you step on the scales or the scales fluctuate, you're probably going to give up a few weeks literally into every diet you do. And it's really disheartening because, you know, you're still stuck in the mindset and allowing yourself to believe that weight loss equals fat loss, or weight gain equals fat gain. And it really, really doesn't, guys. Okay. So the reason, the only reason I get some of my clients to weigh themselves is really just to look at trends over time. And I'm talking over months, not days. So if you are kind of struggling there, my lovely, if you want to drop me another message, maybe we can look to be helping you online if you're not local to me, or get you in and join the Lift Lean team, okay? Because we put all these sorts of myths to bed. So I'll just re-emphasize a few of those key points. Fat loss is not weight loss and weight gain doesn't mean fat gain. Okay, they're two completely different things. You can still be losing fat and the scales ain't moving. Okay, it's basically the way you respond to those scales is what's going to kind of dictate what you do next. And obviously, we need you to be consistent. So my current advice to you is to get back to those three gym sessions, continue to eat well, and maybe look at other measurements of your weight loss journey, like how your clothes feel, what your sleep's like, do you feel better? You know, are you seeing differences in your body composition? Like, are you seeing more defined, or should we say toned, muscles? You know, these are the things that you need to go by. Take the scales out of the equation and focus on how you feel, how perhaps you're looking. Are you getting stronger in the gym? Are you able to kind of maybe lift some more weights, going back to my previous question, or are you needing less time to recover? These are all so much more important things when it comes to getting into fitness. Okay, so there you go there. I hope that's answered your question. What else have we got? Okay. Okay, another similar question. I'm eating all the right things and exercising every day, but the scales ain't shifting. What am I doing wrong? I pretty much already answered that, really, I think. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. You're eating all the right things. Maybe I might question that because I don't really know you or what you might be eating. But if you're exercising every day, again, that's brilliant. Exercise has so many more health and health benefits than you would realize. So keep it up. As long as you're not overdoing the exercise, that might be something to look at. If you're perhaps, going all out five times a week, where it's affecting perhaps your energy levels, and that's then perhaps causing you to overeat or sleep badly and not have much maybe rest and recovery. But, you know, if you're fine, if you feel brilliant with the exercise sessions, and again, your eating hasn't kind of crept up or has become a little bit erratic, again, it's being kind of consistent over time is what we're looking at. From your question here, I don't see any one thing that stands out that you might be doing wrong. You could be in what we call maintenance calories. So a good example of that would be, so you're exercising and you're eating might basically be at what we call a balance. So you're not kind of burning. If your aim is to obviously lose body fat, then you need to be in a deficit. So you might be basically burning and eating at the same rate, if that makes sense. So you might be burning 2000 calories, but then you're eating 2000 calories. Therefore, you're just going to stay the same. So if that's what you want to do, then brilliant. But I'm assuming from your question that you want to see the scales go down, or you want to see some fat loss, then a great kind of start point. And as much as I hate to send you off to Google, but do have a little Google of what's called a TDEE calculator. TDEE, get my teeth in, stands for total daily energy expenditure. So that basically means what you burn across the whole day generally. So from the moment you wake up, you're moving, you're perhaps going downstairs to grab a coffee, you're going to walk back up the stairs to go and have a shower. You know, everything you do daily is basically calorie burning. I'm a big fidget. So I'm active during my daily job. I'm walking around the gym. I'm training clients. I've got a dog, so I'm taking him out for a walk a couple of days a week. Even when I'm sitting doing admin, I'm a bit of a fidget and I'm flailing my hands around. I'm getting stressed with technology and whatnot. So I'm generally pretty active. So, you know, my calorie needs might be perhaps more than someone who's sat at their desk all day, every day, 9 to 5. So if you go and jump on, or anyone who's perhaps in this position, who's feels that they're doing all the right things but not seeing the right results, go and check out your TDEE. Now this will give you an estimate, okay guys, on how many calories you expend in the day. And I need to emphasize here, it is a ballpark figure based on, you know, the very little information that I know about you guys personally. The calculations kind of are derived from sort of population averages rather than individual averages. Obviously, when I'm working with my clients, I know some details about them, so I can be more accurate with a kind of a figure for them to work to. But actually, you know, the good news here is they don't really need to be that accurate. So if you want to lose fat, you need to be consuming, as I mentioned, less energy than you expend. Okay. This will then force your body to use its own energy stores. So your body fat, this is what we want when, you know, we say we want to lose fat. So the best size deficit for, you know, for anyone really, for any individual, is around a 15 to 20% deficit of your TDEE. So once you've got your TDEE figure, just take off, say, 15 to 20%. Say, for example, your calculator throws at you 2,000 calories. So you're roughly, without doing anything like exercise, just literally your general daily movements, you are burning 2,000 calories, okay? Take about 15 to 20% off that. So you're looking at around, what, 1,600 to 1,700 calories. Okay, that might actually sound a hell of a lot to some of you, but trust me, you know, sometimes I find that there are people out there on ridiculously low calories, which is then obviously really hard to stick to. So that is a really good place to start to anyone listening. Okay, get your TDEE and then take off about 15 to 20% just to give you a rough kind of daily, weekly target. Actually, I'm going to emphasize this is your weekly average deficit, okay? So you can be a little bit flexible. So you can eat, you know, say for example, you can eat a bit more on one day than the other. So over the whole week, reduce by about 15 to 20% and then come back and hit me, see if that's helped you. I'd love to hear if any of my advice today has helped anybody. So touch base with me. That would be amazing to see how or if this has helped you. And, you know, as another little kind of emphasis to anyone listening on a fat loss journey here is just be consistent, sort of monitor your progress in various ways. So, you know, we touched on how your clothes fit, how well you're performing in the gym, maybe take some progress photos. No one has to see them apart from you, but you might be stimulated or kind of motivated more by visuals. So, you know, look for body shape changes. Are you seeing a few muscles pop? Do you looking more toned? Do you feel tighter? You know, your mood and energy levels, how are they improving? Your sleep, again, another important factor in terms of how well that you can, you know, perform in the gym or how it affects what we eat. As we all know, when we're a little bit tired and run down, we tend to go and grab like the quick snacks or tend to grab the sugar foods more when we're tired because we think they're going to kind of like give us a little bit more of a boost of energy. So just monitor things like that. And yes, whilst also we do take, you know, the scale weight into consideration after a while, we're looking for trends over time, sort of weeks and months, not, you know, on like daily basis, because we are going to see unavoidable daily fluctuations, guys. Okay, so just be prepared for that. If you are using scales, they are going to go up and down, but it's what happens over time. Okay, What else? I've had some great questions so far. And for a first podcast, I think this is going pretty well, don't you think, guys? There was another question. Jojo, be more organized when recording podcast. I've lost it. I'm so sorry. But I will start to wrap up today's podcast with a couple of little tips, shall we? So my top tips for starting out on your diet. Okay, track your intake, firstly. Don't have to track all the time, all day, every day. Just pick a week or pick a week. Track your intake. This will give you a start point. It will also give you some awareness of calories that are in foods and maybe kind of make you realize how much mindless snacking you might be doing. And generally just tracking means you might end up eating a little bit less purely by tracking without even consciously doing it. So it just makes you a little bit more mindful. You, as I say, you don't have to track every single week. Personally, I have never enjoyed that way of dieting. So if you don't want to do it long term, that's fine. But it is a really good place to start and get a rough idea of what you're consuming. Also, if you are tracking, guys, a big, big, huge common mistake that some of my guys make. And again, what, you know, I hear is that you add your calories burned. So you're adding in, say, your exercise, which is great if you want to track your exercise, but don't account for those calories, guys, okay? So the chances are your app or your watch or whatever it is you might be using to track will add on sort of too many calories and you won't actually end up losing any weight despite you sticking to the plan. And then you're just, again, you'll feel a bit lost and feel like giving up, which is what we don't want. So only track the calories that you are eating, guys. If you're doing a workout or if you're doing exercise, brilliant, but don't account for those calories. Again, another common mistake is people will think, oh, look at their Fitbit or whatever it is you're using. Oh, I've burnt 400 calories in that workout. That means, oh, I've got some extra room to eat that Snicker bar or an extra portion of dinner, and then you end up undoing that deficit that you've just created with that workout. So again, big common mistake there, guys. When you're tracking, just track your food, exercise on top of that, do it, but don't track it, okay? As I say, these apps are useful, but your body is always going to be the best representation of your results with of your actions, okay? So it's going to be a better representation of your kind of energy balance over time, okay? Forget your Apple Watches, forget your fitness pals. Once you've got a rough idea and, you know, you're on your way, look at yourself in the mirror or track how you feel. Your body is amazing and we want to look after it. And it will tell you, as you all well know, if it's not happy, it will let you know. Your clothes might feel a bit tight, so we know we've got to do something about it. That's what I do personally. I don't use the scales at all anymore. I occasionally track when I feel that I'm kind of maybe slipped on my diet a little bit. But generally, if my leggings feel a bit too snug, or if at the weekends when I do get out of my gym gear and I put my favorite jeans on and again they feel a little bit snug, then I know I just need to kind of maybe rein it in a little bit. And that is the best advice that I can give anyone. So guys, that is it for today. I cannot find any more questions, but I hope that's been helpful to some of you that's tuned in. And thank you for those that sent me in those questions. And if you are interested in working with me at all, or you need that little bit of extra help, do drop me an email to info@regardso-fitness.co.uk. That's info@regardso, spell regardso-fitness.co.uk. Or you can go and check out my website, which is www.fit-hut.co.uk. And you can work with me for some coaching, either in-house at my studio or online. So do bear that in mind, but by all means, you can send me or ask me any questions you like. No question's a silly question, and I'm happy to repeat myself as much as possible. Thanks for tuning in, my lovelies. Have a fabulous week, and hopefully I will see you, or actually not see you, but speak to you again very, very soon. Thanks again. Cheers. Your Fit Hut Fit Pod.